Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Apostle John tells of Pilate's delivering our Lord to the Jews to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. He went out bearing his own cross to the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, John 19:16-17. The Jews spat on the Lord, took a reed and smote him on the head. They mocked him, took his robe off, and put on his own clothing, and led him away to crucify him, Matthew 27:30-31. The maltreatment directed at the Lord made him so weak he could no longer carry his cross. So they took a man from Cyrene, Simon by name, and compelled him to bear his cross, Matthew 27:32. Throughout this life, and perhaps through eternity, the name of Simon the Cyrenian will be connected to the Lord's crucifixion. Sometime before Simon the Cyrenian bore Christ's cross to Golgotha, Jesus had told his disciples, "He who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me," Matthew 10:38. Forcing a man to carry the cross on which he would be crucified apparently was not uncommon among the Romans. Crucifixion was one of the cruelest ways of executing men that human beings have ever devised. But it was quite common during the first century of the Christian era. Varus, according to Josephus, crucified as many as 2,000 people who had rebelled during the reign of Herod Antipas. Those preachers who think the world is getting worse and worse must have forgotten or have never known about the enormous number of Roman crucifixions. The cross is first mentioned in the verse I read to you from Matthew. Jesus repeats the same message later. "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall save it." Matthew 16:24-25. What did Jesus mean when he talked about bearing our cross? There are people who use the language of this verse to speak of a difficult moral or spiritual situation. If a woman has a philandering husband, she may explain, "This is the cross I have to bear." That is not what Jesus had in mind. Jesus was talking about dying to self. In the sense, Jesus used the expression, "Every disciple must bear the same cross." In ages past, it has meant in many cases that people have actually sacrificed their lives. It may mean that again in the not-too-distant future. We are to take up our cross and follow Jesus. Does he mean follow him even if it means dying for his sake? You know it means that, but it means more than that. While we are alive and well, we are to imitate his example. Do you remember what Jesus said to his disciples when he had humbled himself and washed their feet? "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you are also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you." John 13:14-15. Jesus was constantly concerned about doing the will of his Father. When his disciples were wondering what he would eat, he said to them, "My meat is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work." John 4:34. He said on another occasion, "I do always those things that please him." John 8:29. Studying his life to understand what he did to please the Father should be of great importance to all of us. But I think in particular of his devotion to worshiping God. According to Luke, Jesus went into the synagogue in his hometown as his custom was. Luke 4:16. If the Lord Jesus Christ believed he should go to the house of God to worship regularly, should we not understand how vital it is to worship our Creator? Thank you, and may God bless you.